first speaker this morning is our precious Louise Glight. She is going to be talking to us this morning about and reminding us that we are wonderfully and fearfully made. Louise is the wife of Roger Glight. She's the mother of four grown children. She's the grandmother to eight, and she just welcomed her ninth great-grandchild. If that's not enough of a feat, Miss Louise has done medical missions in Nicaragua, Guatemala, Honduras, and Belize. She's active here at Central in our Dorcas group, the Smile Boxes for the Children of Nicaragua, and many, many other projects. And Louise, we're ready for you. Come on up.
Let me tell you one thing that Debbie didn't mention, and that is that this whole morning of the presentations is streaming as we speak. The same streaming that we do here at Central for Sunday morning Bible class, Sunday morning worship, Sunday evening, and Wednesday night. So we know we always have some who are unable to come, but they are with us. Thank goodness for this wonderful electronics, but it's beyond me, that's for sure. I like to think of things that the Lord has sent to us in His Word. And we have wonderful, wonderful scriptures. And the one that goes with the idea of fearfully and wonderfully made comes from Psalms 139, the 13th and 14th verses. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your words. My soul knows it very well. It is amazing. I have some experience in the medical field. That is my career in the clinical laboratory. And that was the springboard for the ability to be asked to go to the mission field in first time to Guatemala, and then other places. The creation that God has set into place is just amazing. How He caused things to be so interwoven as they are is beyond a man's mind. And of course, some people think they know better than God. And that is so sad that they think that they're better than God. When He created us, as is told here in the Psalms, all parts were put together and they were woven, they were knit together in the right order, in the right manner. And it does make such a difference with us. He also tells us things that are very, very true. And Ecclesiastes 3 is that nice, long passage that tells us so many things. In younger life, we're go-goers. And that is exactly the way the Lord made it to be, that we could be go-goers. And we will see as we move along in the ideas of this that I've put together, we begin to slow down. Well, Here we go. For everything there is a season, and a time for every manner under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear, a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. My life and my work with God has developed slowly due to the experiences of my life, of my training, of my family. And I was blessed to be brought up in a Christian family and had as my models my mother and my father. My mother died young. My father lived to be past 100 years old. Always keeping God foremost in their lives. Now, we have things that come in our lives, particularly when we are younger. And as Debbie said, I've been kind of busy, 4 children, 8 grandchildren, now 9 great-grands. And I'm still catching up with the great-grands, the gifts that I make for my grandchildren. And I wouldn't start number 9 until I finished number 8, and I still have something to do there. So, and besides which, we have children here at Central, and I'm still catching up on them. We've got one more. Won't be long until the next one comes. And Joshua, he tells us wonderful things. Joshua, come on, Joshua, you're right here. Joshua 14, 8 and 9. But my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Yet I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and for your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. What a tribute. Now, our lives are taken up with daily rearing of children, working inside and outside of the home. And I must tell you, it irritates me for someone to ask, does she work? Meaning someone is talking to a husband about his wife. And what they're trying to say is, does she work outside the home? People should not say things that way. They should say, be specific, because the work in the home, the rearing of children, is the most precious job we ever have. And it is ours to do. No one else can do it like the family and the attributes that they have and that they want to pass on to their children. We know that it is absolutely necessary in many cases that the daily care will have to be done by someone else, someone hired daycare. But if so, then the family has to be so careful to be sure to give the sort of, oh thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
To carry out our goals and parts of life. In my particular case, because of my career in the clinical laboratory and the fact that my first husband was a physician and I worked for him because I did all the lab work, the x-rays, electrocardiograms, held arms while he set casts, you know, just whatever was needed. Besides which, we were in a little town of 1,250. Most people can't even dream of a little town that size. And of course, very active in church and school, because if you aren't, who else will be? It takes everybody to do the good things. Those things are all part of life, and that's following God through the things that he puts in front of us day by day. And of course, in this part of life, and of course, I'm thinking of life in increments, because I've passed through quite a few increments, and I'm getting up here near what some people call the elders. I don't mind telling you, I'm 88 years old, because all my children are in their 60s, and all four of them now, this year. I'm just so thankful. The Lord has been wonderful to me. And of course, during this time, we have commands by God about marriage. And in Hebrews 13, 4 through 6, there is that command. And he says, let marriage be held in honor among all. Let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexual immorality and adulteress. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So you can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. As time moves on, the family dynamics change. The children leave for higher education and career. And you know what? The first thing I noticed when there were finally two of my four gone off to school, there was much less trash. when it was time to empty waste baskets, it was just amazing. And also, when I put the clean sheets on when they left for school, the room stayed like that day after day after day after day. Ooh, that was kind of boring, actually. Because we have fun. We have wonderful fun now that they're, you know, we're not as peers, but it's an interesting level when they're, three of my four are grandparents themselves now. And I can lean on them and they can lean on me. And I mentioned a problem I had. One daughter and her husband were here middle of this week. And I mentioned a problem and she said, let's see, I'll think about this and talk to my sibs. And in a day, my son texts me with some suggestions, and the microwave is too high. It's high. And I'm realizing getting a hot casserole out of here is not a good idea. So they're working on it for me. Well, those are those family dynamics. There are other dynamics in your life that change. Pretty soon, menopause starts, and I've even got past, I've forgotten about menopause. I'm beyond that. It's all right. This is all part of what God has put in our lives. Well, he put in my life something that I never would have dreamed could have ever happened. In Philippians 4, let's see what that says. Come on, here we go. Philippians 4, 10, 13. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly. Now that at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatsoever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And this has meant so much to me because of my training in the clinical laboratory. I received a phone call from somebody I'd heard of, knew something about, and he represented Health Talents International, which is a Church of Christ work, primarily in Guatemala, although they do a clinic every January in Nicaragua, and I have been there too. But they wanted me to come and see what they had in their lab and what to suggest and so forth, which I did. And I have been back and back and back and back. About 15 times to Guatemala, then spilled over with a related group, Predison, which is the work in Honduras, in Catacamas. And that spilled over into work in Nicaragua. Oh, my word. What are you doing with that time? Oh, my word. Well, anyway, I have been so blessed. I have traveled alone. I've had stressful experiences, but I've been strong even and courageous. And certainly the Lord has taken care of me. Even the time I couldn't remember when I was supposed to be picked up by the taxi and everything was dark. But it all worked out in the end. Well, as we can see, we are in a race in life. And we must finish the race in the Lord's hand. We don't have to win it, but we have to finish it. And several things help us do that. And believe it or not, pain is one of those. And pain creeps in as years advance. We think we deserve it. We expect it. We accept it. But pain is necessary as a protection. And primarily by lepers, of which the gentleman that wrote this book, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, was a physician in India and then in the United States with lepers. And because of the lack of sensation in their fingertips and their toes, which is all part of leprosy, they become injured. And so they lack that protection of pain. So we need to accept it, but and realize that we don't have to always take a pill. It's part of us. But also part of aging is that we become to the point where we're tempted to sit down, sit back, let somebody else do it. But now's the time we have our time that we can really shine for God, because we can teach younger women, we can teach children. And our Dorcas work here, Dorcas was a sewer. Of course, she had another name, Tabitha, same name, same woman, one in Greek, one in Armenian. But she did for other people, and that's what we're doing. Besides which, we can visit the shut-ins. We can cook funeral food. That's a wonderful need. We can wholly follow God in all things and keep our mind on the wonderful scripture we have ahead of us, which is, "For you formed me in your inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it well." As we follow, wholly follow God. Thank you.